Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And we begin this afternoon with that disturbing story out of Queens today, played out on a street corner in Cambria Heights. 13-year-old boy shot in the head, and so far they haven't located the shooter. The boy currently at Cohen's Children's, fighting for his life. It's unclear what led to that shooting, but police are beating the pavement trying to find out why and who. 1010 Winds newsman Mac Rosenberg at the top of the broadcast this afternoon with the investigation.
Police tape lines the corner where this happened in a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot.
To my understanding, it was a 13-year-old kid, and he's clinging to life right now.
What happened here is numbing to Lance Furtado. He runs an anti-violence group focused on kids.
This is something that we invest in, and so we're here to ensure that there's a safe passage.
The 13-year-old victim shot in the head is in critical condition at Cohen Children's Medical Center. Keisha Waynes lives around the corner.
It's sick. People just don't care anymore. These kids, it's just sad. It's devilish. It's sinister. Like, how do you shoot a child?
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Cambria Heights.
So the search continues this afternoon. We'll keep you posted on that investigation. On the east side of Manhattan, another one bites the dust. That community advisory committee, considering sites for a casino here in the city, deciding today to scrap the Freedom Plaza project presented by the Solaviv Group. Would have been built on Manhattan's east side between 38th and 41st, not too far from the UN. 1010 Winds went to the neighborhood and talked to people who say, good, it was too crowded here anyway.
Today's name left community members like Sulu feeling
giddy, euphoric.
The Freedom Plaza Casino not moving forward following a 4-2 vote against the plan. On Sulu's long list of reasons to oppose, she noted a few. Number one,
right by the UN, it's congested, roads are blocked.
Number two,
it's a very residential neighborhood. We have families, we have local businesses, small shops where we actually know the people who own them.
And three,
schools. We have two primary schools, many daycare centers. I can't imagine walking children to school past all that.
And the plan to build affordable housing, a museum, and offer 25,000 jobs is no more. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Yeah, so this was the last Manhattan site to get the boot for a casino project. That leaves five other proposals in the boroughs and in Yonkers. They're whittling it down, folks. Well, the fallout continues now over the indefinite suspension on part of ABC of the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Democratic mayoral nominee Zoran Mamdani says he's pulling a planned ABC town hall event after the network's actions against Kimmel.
In response to the corporate leaders who have put their bottom line ahead of their responsibility in upholding the freedom of the press.
Yeah, the town hall was supposed to be this Thursday night on WABC. Mamdani says, quote, we simply cannot accept any capitulation to Donald Trump's attacks on our fundamental freedoms. And now is the time, he says, for leadership that fights back with action. And collectively, he says, we must use every tool at our disposal to send a message to Washington and corporate powers. That is, our freedom to speech is not a bargaining chip. End quote. Well, in about 5 or 10 minutes or so, summer will be officially over and the fall begins. You could almost feel it in the air. This morning, we started out in the upper 50s. We'll get to a high of upper 70 today, but it appears not everybody's cool with that.
So the end of summer has Angela in a bit of a foul mood.
You happy that it's over or no?
No, I'm not. I wish summer was last for the entire year.
That's what I'm saying, right? So, come on, you don't want snow and ice and cold?
Absolutely not.
Never?
Never.
Here at Rockefeller Center, the tree's not going to be up for a couple of months still, but Terry's excited for fall already.
Too, you're already thinking about Christmas? Or?
I always did.
Because there's two kinds of people that I meet. It's either they're thrilled that Christmas and all that is coming, or they get depressed when summer is over. I kind of get down. I love summer. But you're feeling good.
No, I love the change of seasons.
Summer is just 272 days away. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Midtown.
The Farmer's Almanac says we'll finish the month with fluctuating temperatures and lingering showers until the first week of October, when we might see a full cool down. And you can mark your watch as summer is officially over in about 5 minutes. Hear about this thing, the fight between Carnegie Hall and Carnegie Diner, not to be confused with the famous but now closed Carnegie Deli now, which shut down in 2016. Well, now the name game is a court battle.
Carnegie Hall and a diner with the same name across the street are facing off over the famed music venue's claim the eatery is sullying its reputation with what some reviewers have called mediocre food. The diner's massive photo of the music hall is where customers take selfies to post online. It says the lawsuit insults patrons' intelligence by assuming they'd confuse the concert venue for a restaurant. Carnegie Hall opened in 1891. The first Carnegie Diner, where the specialty is pastrami and corned beef piled high on rye, in 2019. Deborah Rodriguez for 1010 Winds.
Yeah, the owner of the diner says his idea was to pay homage to the concert hall by serving up some good food. Now he's getting served court papers. We are still following that investigation out of Queens, where a 13-year-old boy is hospitalized, fighting for his life in critical condition after taking a bullet to the head early today. And to this hour, still no word on who shot him. And why? Newsman Mac Rosenberg on the story.
Detectives have been in and out of a Dunkin' Donuts. This happened in the parking lot, and the 13-year-old is in critical condition at Cohen Children's Medical Center. Lance Furtado runs an anti-violence group aimed at helping kids stay off the street.
It's our job to be preventive, to get in front of any escalating violence and de-escalate it.
The corner where this happened is named after another 13-year-old shot and killed here during a gang-related shooting in 2009.
You become, I don't want to use the term numb, but it's like devastating.
He says that shooting led to an increase in state funding for cure violence programs. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Cambria Heights.
Down at City Hall, a bit of scuttlebutt on this Monday after claiming for decades they couldn't find any docs and materials about what City Hall knew about the dangers of the 9/11 toxins. City lawyers just announced that they have indeed located some records to share. That's from the Daily News, saying the sudden turnaround was announced in court documents filed this past week, just days after the news reportedly uncovered the fact that the DOI was getting ready to receive huge volumes of data on the subject from a number of city agencies. The DOI had been ordered to launch a probe over what and when the city knew about the toxins, which have sickened so many and killed thousands of first responders. Andrew Carboy, who requested the docs, told the paper, and we quote, City Hall needs to stop gaslighting September 11th victims and their families about the existence of those documents. A spokesman for the mayor's office put out a statement saying the city doesn't talk about pending litigation, but that the Adams administration remains dedicated to getting 9/11 victims and their families the answers that they need. Well, get ready to wait, everybody. As you've been hearing, it's that time of year. Oh, yeah. UN General Assembly kicking off today over on the east side. And, of course, that means 3M. That is Midtown Motorcade Madness. Newsman Glenn Schuck.
Yep. Get out and walk. That's going to be the message for a lot of people who are taking livery cars into Midtown and Midtown East this week. In fact, Tommy Limo, who's been behind the wheel for 35 years doing this for a living, he always tells his customers, have sneakers with you along with your briefcase.
But we can take you as far as limo business. We can take you as far as they let us. After that, you walk in. So wear comfortable shoes wherever you need to go.
So you literally will have customers now where you'll bring them a certain place and you'll tell them, hey, you're going to have to get out?
I'll tell them before that, yeah.
But be ready to get out.
Yeah, exactly.
In addition to street closures I already see being put into place, I've seen drones overhead. Cops not just on foot patrol, but on bicycle as well. In the midst of these frozen zones, it's going to be a long week. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. here and another street that's closed near the UN.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.